case number 322-256. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Yes, good morning. Lieutenant Matthew Solak, S-O-L-A-K, representing Issuing Authority, Little Man Police Chief Paul M. Hussey.
Okay, Lieutenant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, the appellant's pistol permit was denied by Little Man Chief Paul Hussey in August of 2021 for factual inaccuracies on the application form, including a complete declaration section that was attested for truth, accuracy, and completeness. However, the appellant did not indicate that he was arrested in 2006 and arrested in 2006 and convicted for driving under the influence in Connecticut.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Ma'am, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. I got confused with the question. It was misleading. You know, it didn't say, DUI was a misdemeanor, so that's why it said a criminal. The question said if you've ever been arrested for any criminal stuff, so that's why I unfortunately put no. But if it was asking about a DUI, I would definitely would have said yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
Just so you know, a misdemeanor is a crime.
There are misdemeanors
and felonies, and those are crimes.
Now I understood the question. So the question was asking, I was confused. That was my first time,
Hey, Lieutenant, you may proceed with your case.
Okay, I have no questions of the appellant at this time.
Do you have anything to add?
Like I said initially, Will May Police Chief denied this because of these inaccuracies. Issuing Authority Chief Paul Hussey believes that the appellant should have been more truthful and forthcoming, indicating that he was arrested and convicted in 2006 and 2007.
Okay, ma'am, do you have any questions for the lieutenant? His questions based on what he said?
I unfortunately made a mistake. There's no reason.
Just questions. We're going to get to your side in a second. Do you have questions of him?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does the board have any questions?
I do.
Chief.
Do you have the facts and circumstances surrounding those arrests, what she did? Or is that even part of your denial? Is it strictly on not disclosing them, or is it the nature of the crimes?
It is the inaccuracies on the application, not the crimes themselves.
Did you ask the appellant, once you found those discrepancies, did you ask the appellant why they weren't listed on the application?
No, we did not.
Not disclosing those arrests and or convictions as required on the form. I agree, that's not good, but how long would she be ineligible to get a pistol permit for not doing that?
I can't speak on behalf of the Issuing Authority.
Well, you have to speak on behalf of the Issuing
Authority. Sorry, that's your... No, but again, can these crimes go back to the early 2000s, I would assume that those are valid in Chief Hussey's eyes as being disqualifiers in this present.
All right, so had she disclosed those and totally 100% truthfully with dates and times and dispositions, she still would have been denied based on the nature of those?
I believe that because Chief Hussey specifically indicated that the reason for his denial was these material omissions on the application, that I can reasonably construe that had these been disclosed to the Issuing Authority, as it could have been, that Chief Hussey may have reconsidered that.
Okay. And you've heard her, the appellant here, give an explanation for not putting those on there. Does that change your mind at all?
It does not change my mind, no, sir.
All right, thank you.
Other questions?
So there's nothing in her record, criminal record, or any other records that the police department is privy to that would disqualify her on suitability grounds?
No, sir, because these torts.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Lieutenant, any other witnesses?
No, ma'am.
Great, ma'am, you can tell us what you like us to know.
Well, unfortunately, I made a mistake, and I've been trying the first time to get this permit, but I didn't know that was going to affect me because I got misled with the question. like I said, I know I got arrested, obviously. That's not a question about that. But I didn't know that it was considered like a conviction the way the question was worded with the application. And then if it would have told me about DUI or something like that, then I would have, I didn't know.
Lieutenant, do you have any questions of the appellant?
I do not. Okay.
Does the board have any questions?
Yes, Ms. Appellant, have you had any run-ins with the law?
Never.
Since this incident in 2006
Never.
And 7?
You have a 2006 DUI conviction. Tell me about the previous DUI arrests.
The previous one was I was young and I was ignorant and I was drinking
okay.
at the time.
When was that?
It's been many years ago.
Okay, I know that. This one, the conviction was 2006. When was the previous DUI?
It was probably in my 20s, early 20s.
Okay, I don't know how old you are, so I don't know how long ago that was. So in 2006, how old were you?
2006.
Can I take my phone out so I can calculate that? Sure. I guess I
could. 28.
All right, and so the first one was sometime before that, you said in your 20s also.
Yeah.
How long before? Were you 27? 20?
No. I was probably 20, maybe in my 23, 24.
Okay, and you probably went to a program?
Yes.
Okay, and the program didn't work because you got arrested and convicted again.
But I no longer drink anymore. I'm a truck driver. I'm a CDL Class A driver, so I'm off of that.
Okay. What kind of driving do you do? Interstate or what do you drive?
Who do you drive for? 18-wheelers for KOB Trucking. Do a lot of Manhattan, Providence, New Hampshire runs.
And are you drug and alcohol tested?
Yes.
And I think someone asked the question, but I'm going to ask it again. I think it was said any other run-ins with law. So I want to know any other arrests, convictions, and doesn't matter if it's a felony, misdemeanor, whatever, other charges in any way, in any state, at any time, just those two. What was the Rhode Island misdemeanor, or motor vehicle misdemeanor?
I was with a friend, and she was more intoxicated than I, and I unfortunately I took the wheel. She was very intoxicated at the time.
Oh, is that your first DUI? No, that's another.
No.
That's is that another DUI?
Yeah.
So you have three?
No, two.
I'm confused.
The DUI was in Rhode Island?
That's what it states here.
It says driving under denial.
Yeah, was that a suspension or maybe?
I think I was under the suspension when I had that DUI, the prior DUI, yes.
When did you get your CDL?
NETS.
What year?
It's been 8 years now.
Yeah,
two tours.
The reason for the confusion is you don't usually plead guilty on a DUI unless you've used the alcohol education program on a different arrest.
Actually, I think that's what she said. She had a different arrest.
Yes.
And that's not the Rhode Island one.
No, it sounds like.
So you. There's
I
been
only
three.
Had one. That I have that one, and then I have the one that in my early 20s.
In Connecticut?
That, yes.
Okay.
That it was, I guess it's nowhere in the records now, but I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Tell me about, you said you don't drink at all now. When was the last drink you had?
About 4 years, 5 years ago.
Okay, so the DUI didn't stop you from drinking. Something else did. What stopped you from drinking?
My mom passed away of cirrhosis to the liver.
Good reason. Okay, I don't have anything else.
Other questions? Ma'am, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
Well, I know I messed up answering incorrectly, but by all means, it wasn't trying to harm anyone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was just a human mistake, and I apologize.
Lieutenant, would you like to make a closing statement?
Yeah, on behalf of Wilmer Police Chief Paul Hussey, his belief for this denial is that responsibility, accuracy, and attention to detail may be requisite for the safe use and handling of firearms, and this confusion may be indicative of some lackings in that area, which I think is the root of his denial.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Comments by the board?
Well, I think as an issuing authority, I agree, and most people on this board agree, but it would be helpful when there is a discrepancy to call the appellant in and say, hey, what happened? Because there could be a reason, a misunderstanding. It could be an attempt to hide it from the issuing authority also, in which case there's a criminal penalty attached to that if it's an intentional false statement. Mm-hmm. So in the future, that would be helpful.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. To do, just as some of these.
I'm not going to make a habit of this. Was there a warrant issued for false statement on the application?
No, ma'am.
Other comments? Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Yeah, I think her sincerity, the fact she has a clean record, and the fact that the DUIs occurred some time ago, I would vote for the appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
I rarely vote this way, but I agree with Attorney Sinetti based on the appellant's sincerity. I believe she did not understand the question. Although I've never seen confusion, though, it's usually infraction is the confusing part, not a misdemeanor, but I believe the appellant with her testimony, so I will vote for the appellant. Thank you both.
Thank you.